I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, normally on this segment, I talk about what's going on in the latest news, but I have no idea what is going on and what the latest news is. We might be done with the impeachment already. I don't know, because I'm recording this ahead of time, because right now I'm actually at the Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, checking out all the latest sex products for our Sex in Review site. So God knows what insanity has been taking place while I'm away, but there's still plenty of insanity to talk about. And this is really a disturbing story, and sort of a constant refrain from on this show is that this administration does not like women very much at all. Of course, they don't like gay people or people of color either, but it seems to especially dislike women. And that's filtered throughout the administration. And this is shocking, but not surprising. It has filtered into things that kind of should be sacred, like the National Archives. And at this point in the story, and by the time you're hearing this, maybe we'll know more. Right now, we don't know who is responsible. We don't know why they're responsible for doing this, because their explanations don't make any sense. And that's par for the course for the Trump administration. They do stuff, refuse to explain why, because if they explained why, we'd all be pissed off. So in case you haven't heard this story, here's what happened. Now, maybe you remember the Women's March. That was a huge, big deal in January 2017, one of the largest marches in the history of the United States. And what the National Archives thought would be a good idea is to take the 1913 photo of women marching down Pennsylvania Avenue for the right to vote, and then put up a photo of the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Now, from descriptions of this, because I haven't actually seen it, apparently when you view it from one angle, it's the 2017 Women's March in Washington, and then from another angle, it's the 1913 march. So apparently it's, I don't know what tech they're using for this because it wasn't described. Perhaps, you know, a lenticular lens over it. I don't know. It sounds like it was kind of a tricky thing to make in the first place. But I do not know that for sure. But what people noticed in this picture, it's a lot of women. The big picture. A lot of women carrying signs. But what they did is blur out the messages on the signs, so you have no idea why the women are marching. And why did they really do this? Well, because they're Trump sycophants, and they didn't want anything that would offend Trump, who is, as you know, very, very easily offended. They blurred out every reference to Trump in the signs. So they're celebrating this march, but censoring the very purpose of the march, was to protest Donald J. Trump, a man who, right before the election, we found out, bragged about how he grabbed women by the pussy and how he tried to seduce the wives of other men. So according to the Washington Post, here is what the National Archives said in their defense. As a nonpartisan, nonpolitical federal agency, we blurred references to the president's name on some posters so as not to engage in current political controversy. This is from the Archives spokeswoman Miriam Kleiman. Our mission is to safeguard and provide access to the nation's most important federal records, and our exhibits are one way in which we connect the American people to those records. Modifying the image was an attempt on our part to keep the focus on the records. Do not know what the fuck that means, because it's not about the records, it's what about the records they represent. And this is supposed to be a record of a gigantic march protesting Donald Trump, the newly elected president of the United States. If you take that context out, it's not a record of anything. It is absolutely and truly a meaningless photograph. Now, I think Kleiman should be one of the first people fired, but that's only because that's the only person we know about. She said, the images from the 2017 and 1913 marches were presented together to illustrate the ongoing struggles of women fighting for their interests. Whatever those are, you don't get to know that. That's not history. That's propaganda. That's Orwellian. Since the spokeswoman didn't quit under protest, she should have her ass fired. And whoever ordered this, their ass should be out the door, too. There needs to be an investigation of this, because if we can't trust our National Archives, if they're going to actually censor our history to present a false picture of what actually happened. We're in really bad shape. That's something every fascist totalitarian country does, is censor and rewrite their history. Everyone in authority who ordered this needs to go. I understand that the Trump administration is trying to bring Russian-style government to our country, and so far succeeding surprisingly well, but this is a step too far. You know, I would say that every single person involved with this should be forced to read 1984, but one, I doubt their readers, and two, I think they would consider 1984 a utopian novel. Now they're admitting that, whoopsie, we made an error. This is not an error. This is not a mistake. This is an attempt to propagandize the National Archives, and they're only undoing it because they got caught. Well, that's not good enough. We need to investigate it, and we need to punish the people who tried to distort history by the very government organization supposed to preserve our history and present it uncensored to the public, even if that upsets whoever happens to be president at the time. Now, the archive says that they're going to replace the photographs with unaltered versions as soon as possible. Now, they may have done that by now. It sounds like if this really is some kind of lenticular thing, that it would have to be remade completely. That could take a little bit of time, but in the meantime, is the original one still up? I don't know. It should be taken down until the new one is put up, and we should make sure that the new one is put up as quickly as possible, and if they make any delays on that, we should know about that too. This is just stunning. But we're used to stunning and awful. And by now, you may know what happened with the impeachment of the president. Could be all over. They could have just immediately acquitted him. I don't know. What I do know is that his last-minute ads to the people defending him that Trump hired are god-awful. Now, Donald Trump has a history of hiring people who are profoundly incompetent for the jobs that he hires them for. That makes it easier for them to be able to do the illegal things that you order because they don't have enough experience to know that those things are illegal. But not in this case. The two attorneys actually are quite accomplished. And the first one, Kenneth Starr, actually was involved with impeaching a president before, over lying about a blowjob. And let's keep in mind that this is the strongest case ever presented for impeachment in the history of the United States. This is a obvious, clear cut, he's guilty of sin, and the Republicans' only real defense is, we don't care. That's it, that's all they got. He violated the law and the Constitution. They're trying to rewrite the Constitution saying, nah, doesn't matter. And I've said time and time again here on the show that it seems like if you have not assaulted women in one way or the other, you don't get into this administration. Well, Kenneth Starr hasn't exactly assaulted women per se. Think of him more as a bishop who protects pedophile priests. He was removed from his post at Baylor University because he mishandled on a regular basis sexual assault cases. When he was hired as an independent prosecutor for the Clinton-Lewinsky investigation, I'm just kidding, he was never hired for that. He was hired to investigate a land deal. Turns out there was nothing. Then he investigated other things. Turns out there was nothing. Then he investigated other things. Turns out there was nothing. Then he lucked out by finding Monica Lewinsky, and they impeached the president for lying over a blowjob. It's not that it wasn't a strong case. Clinton did lie about a blowjob. But who the fuck cares? In the end, that lie wasn't actually even germane to the case. And there, Starr published the most scandalous, sexually explicit document ever produced by the United States government. He was an anti-Clinton partisan from the moment he was selected. But the things that he argued then that were bad about Clinton are 100 times worse under Trump. And the other guy's Alan Dershowitz. Now, I'm not saying that Alan Dershowitz is a pedophile. As far as I can tell, his interests seem to run to slightly older underage teens. But look, he sues the people who claim that he has sex with underage teenagers. He is even suing one of the women claiming to be one of his victims. So I'm not saying Alan Dershowitz is a child sexual assaulter. I'm just saying I believe with all my heart that he is. I'm about as liberal as you get when it comes to sexuality, but I still believe that children need to be protected from predatory adults. Alan Dershowitz, however, believes that the age of consent should be 15, so we kind of know what range of girls he's interested in. he is closely linked to Jeffrey Epstein, went to many of his parties. Yeah, these two guys are defending Trump. Perfect.